Hey guys, welcome back. It's Howard Hughes III. This is HMH Motivation. And, you know, I got a few things that I want to address today. A few things that I think that would push you in the direction of your dreams, push you in the direction of where you want to be. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to inspire. If I'm not doing that, then I'm not sending you or pointing you in that direction of where you could be. See, doesn't it feel good to be surrounded by a circle of winners? Hey, everybody's idea of success is different. Y'all know that. It's different. You know, my idea of success is not your idea of success. Your idea of success is not my idea of success. But most people, most of us, all right, most of us have a couple things in common when it comes to that idea of what success is. And it's simply turning our ambitions and our goals into reality, whatever they may be. Whatever they may be, that's what success is to you, and that's what success is to I. Your goals and ambitions and dreams are different from mine, and either way, that's what success looks like to you and what it looks like to me. How do we get there? How do we get to that point of success to where we're living our dreams, to where our goals and ambitions are our reality? How do we get there? One of my biggest keys here, guys, one of my biggest keys in the world is your circle. I can't say this enough. I talk about this time and time again. You're the average of the people you spend the most time with. If you aren't surrounded with individuals who are looking to win at all costs, at all times, and aren't looking to collaborate, to use their resources to also help you get to your goals, and you use your resources to help them get to their goals, and that's how you get to that level of success to where you're truly happy about. That's a piece of it there. It's a piece of it. A piece of it is collaboration, group loyalty, group initiative. Guys, a group of successful people are people who are thriving, people with that burning desire to win. You guys hear me say that often. People who have that burning desire to win, working together and utilizing each other's resources. You got double the resources. How can you make it happen? You know, so don't be afraid to have those conversations with your circle. That's one of my things, okay? Listen, if you can't sit down with a group of your friends and talk about where you want to be and how you're going to get there, then you probably need to reevaluate your circle. Simple as that. I can sugarcoat it all day if you want to, but I just want to keep it real. You know, you guys say keep it real. I just want to keep it real with you. If you hang around a group of people so often and you guys aren't talking about where you want to be, what your ambitions, what your endeavors are in the future, then you know, I don't see the point in that. I want to do more than hang out and party. I want to talk about the next level. I want to talk about pushing the agenda forward for the culture. Let's do it. One of my next biggest things, guys. All right. One of my next biggest things that I always bring up time and time again, but you have to speak it. You have to own it before you have it. Own that opportunity before it even comes. And what I mean by that, guys, you got to put it out there. You got to let God hear it. You got to put it out there. So it comes full circle. But also, you put it in yourself. See, everybody has a God in them, but everybody doesn't know that they're a God. Everybody has a God inside of them, but not a lot of people know what to do with it. Not a lot of people knows how to activate that. You can speak things. You can speak things into your reality. That is a real thing. That is a real thing. Being able to speak your life into existence. I'm going to be honest with you guys. See, sometimes I have to sit back and I have to, you know, really try to take in where I am in life. My relationships with people, my income, my way of life. And be thankful. Because sometimes it just doesn't seem real. Because this was once a dream and once just a goal of mine as a kid. And sometimes I still feel like that kid in the projects. Sometimes I still feel like that kid who wants to achieve more but just didn't quite understand how he was going to do it. So for a lot of you out there that are dreaming, having these ideas, having these ambitions, you got to keep that drive alive. put some action in daily. Be intentional about it. And watch how you talk to yourself. Watch how you're communicating with yourself, so that way you can get to that goal. Because a lot of times we talk ourselves out of these opportunities. A lot of times it's us. We're in our own way. And I can go, you guys know, I can talk about that forever. But guys, it feels good. Like, these successful realities, but you got to understand that this is it. You got to have these real conversations with yourself. You guys hear me saying that again? Speaking that thing into reality, speaking that goal and that drive into reality, going out and doing everything you can to make it happen. Get a piece of paper, write it all out, and then talk about, what steps can I make tomorrow? Not in the next 6 months. What steps can I make tomorrow to get myself to this goal? That's what this is about. Okay. Now let's remember, have that burning desire to win, have that work ethic. You gotta be willing to grind. Gotta willing to have that hustle. Hustle. You gotta believe it. That when I say hustle, I'm not meaning go out and scam and cheat. When I say hustle, I mean you gotta have heart. When I say hustle, I mean you gotta have grit. I mean you gotta be willing to fight through that adversity at all times. That is what I mean by hustle. See, a lot of people confuse that. Hustle means just go out and, you know, no, hustle is having heart to get through, having the courage. See, to be successful, you gotta be courageous. Anybody can't do this. Everybody can't do it. You have to be courageous to be successful. Let's get out and win this week. Let's get out and win. All right. It's Tuesday. It's ready to roll. Memorial Day was fantastic. But let's get out and win. That's what this is about. All right. So let's take this W. Let's count the wins. Count the small wins if it's taking long to get to the big wins. But don't spend too much time counting those small wins, that we're using that to pump our head up and we forget about the new opportunities. See, what's happened in the past is the past. Use the small wins for motivation, but don't count them to count your ego. Don't count the small. See, always wanted to reach the stars to see what the earth looked like from the stars. But I never wanted to reach the stars to tell everybody that, hey, I reached the stars. Guys, HMH Motivation, this is Howard Hughes III. You guys have a good night.